This is the Pornstars with Roy Peretz. Hi, good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is 9 o'clock and we're all here at Roy and Friends. I'd like you to, you know, the date is today, the 14th day of September, and the year is still 2017. Just to remind you, we will not be here next week, Wednesday and Thursday. That is, that's going to be our Jewish holidays. And today is the 23rd day of Elul, and the year, it's going to be the last time we're going to say the year is 5777. Next year we are by 5778. Yeah, let me open all the speakers.
So no luck for next year. We need to think about a new team.
We need to. Yeah,
it was luck and Brandy 777.
Brandy 777.
Oh, Brandy 777.
Yeah, you're right.
Are you advertising?
Brandy Levin. No. What?
There's no advertising on the station.
I don't think it even exists anymore. It was when I was a kid.
No, I don't drink that sort
when
of stuff.
When I was 18, I used to. I'm lying. 15.
Your background. Life choices, you see.
It was like the cheapest brandy ever. So it's like more. Well, but yeah. Much lower grade.
Did you mix it with a Coke or something?
You know that the Afrikaners, Afrikaners listeners are now laughing at me. Ah, he only drank brandy when he was 15. He's doing it all their life.
They were born with it, eh? That's why they were born.
That's
you know, so who are with us today? We've got with us our normal team, Liam Rimon from Top Cash. He's our Swiss watch and diamond expert. And, we've got as well. Tell me, Leo, what's happening with the new address?
With the
new address.
New address.
Yeah.
I don't even know the new address.
96 Centon Drive, guys.
96.
96
Centon
Drive.
I need to remember the 96.
All right, so just don't forget 96 Centon Drive.
96 Centon Drive.
Yeah. Top Cash is moving there.
Expect more information. Watch this space.
Watch this space.
Is it a largest property?
It's much bigger. It's very accommodative. It's actually beautiful. It's outside and not in a shopping center. Feel better.
You need more space for Leal's ego.
I think that after that's the smallest thing that I
no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your ego.
For all my girlfriends, I need space over there. What? No, I think after the next show that we'll have after Rosh Hashanah, we're going to have more details. But definitely watch this space. A lot of surprises to come. As always, Pornstars are working, yeah?
You mean listen to the space?
Listen
to the space. People will be watching their radio. They can't see
anything.
Follow the space. Follow the space. Yeah.
Watch 96.
96 Centon Drive, Sunshine.
You better know me. I'm going to go and tattoo it on my chest.
Okay.
And I won't forget.
On your chest, you will forget it. Otherwise, you'll have to.
I don't have any
in reverse, so you can watch it in the mirror. Anyway, so we also have with us Peter Feldman. He's our blogger and South Africa's best movie critic. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm okay. I brought my sexy voice today.
Oh, very bad.
A cold. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Are you all right?
Ready for a bit of action.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know why this chair doesn't want to go down, so all right. Today, my guest is Garth Palmer. He's an intuitive and transformational coach.
Yeah, Garth Palmer is an intuitive and transformational coach who helps you when you start your journey to identify your limiting beliefs and teaches you how, through visual recording and energy healing, to change your mental picture and your life. Everyone's journey is not only different, but exciting once you realize potential and how powerful you are. Now we can join Garth on this journey, and he'll tell us more about what he does and the expansion of one's own inner beliefs.
Thank you. And This is Roy and Friends with Roy Peretz. So please like us on Facebook as Pornstars on 101.9. To listen to previous shows, go to the station website www.highfm.com to select the podcast under Wednesday, listen to the Pornstars, Unplugged, and under Thursday to listen to Roy and Friends. How many people just talked about 9/11 yesterday? Last night we talked about 9/11. I got a lot of.
Did you have a good response?
I got a huge response, and many people emailed me and whatever. So just in short, just to say what we discussed
recap.
Last night.
We'll recap.
Just to recap whatever happened last night. We're going to do that one, and Yeah, so I just want people to know that it wasn't a freak thing. It was something that was
well planned,
and yeah. So it was like this.
Think about it like this: that the world, it changed the whole world.
The whole world.
Definitely the aviation industry 100%. And the way that we proceeded, like what happened in Israel in the 90s when they used to bomb buses and stuff like this.
Yeah.
It changed the way people think. It changed a lot of things, the way people behave. And it's something that shaped our history, our lives, why we are here.
It put a focus on security. Suddenly, everyone is aware of people coming through.
I'm saying that people like Napoleon, Julius Caesar, they changed the history, changed our life. Something like this actually changed the way we behave, changed the way we think.
It is actually crazy to think that we are living in a world that people want to kill. Just wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I don't mind suiciding as long as I can kill 100 people. It's better.
It's a nice new word you've invented. Suiciding. Is it like surfing?
Is it suiciding?
No.
As a new word. Sorry. I'm just going to... I have to describe...
It's a new thing. Who want to suicide and kill other people? You have to make a new word. 100%, right?
All right. Thank you. So, you see, you can edit my word into the Oxford Dictionary. tell Carla.
Inventing new words.
I'm inventing new words because it's easier to talk that way. So basically, let me tell you, my lexicon was so small when I came to South Africa 30 years ago. I can't say it
but when Oxford was alive, there was no was the computer, and there was no words like network and internet,
and there was no
suicide bombers.
There was no cell phones.
It was a little bit different world.
Of course.
Without all this,
that's what makes life wonderful.
Wonderful.
So what change?
I think it's making us feel better.
Let me tell you what happened. So just to recap whatever happened yesterday to whoever didn't listen. On September 11, 2001, 19 militants associated with the Islamic group Al-Qaeda hijacked 4 aeroplanes and carried out suicide attacks against targets in the United States. The 2 planes were flown into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. A 3rd plane hit the Pentagon just outside Washington, D.C. And the 4th plane crashed into Pennsylvania.
In an open field.
In an open field. Almost 3,000 people were killed during 9/11 terrorist attack, which triggered major U.S. initiative to combat terrorism and defined the presidency of George W. Bush. So that's basically what happened then. For us to even talk about bad things like this, but it's the last day of our Jewish year, so we're going to talk. We're allowed to. We don't want to talk anymore about
the past and what happened and bad things. Let's talk about good things, right?
Yes, let's talk about good things.
I was talking about the weather this morning.
It's great.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. And Johannesburg being one of the most florist, I don't know how it says in
flowery.
I'm going to make another word.
Yes,
please do.
Johannesburg is one of the most, I think after Montreal or something like this, with the most trees in the
it's
city.
The greenest city.
The greenest city. Yes.
Man-made.
I mean, if you fly into
forest,
Johannesburg, you look at you can see.
Except the townships, that they don't have one tree. They don't have even one tree in the townships.
Who needs trees? 100%. Yeah.
But all the trees and everything is blooming now. You can see the top of the trees, and the air is full of this smell. It's awesome. I know that a lot of people have suffering. They have hay fever, but us, they don't have hay fever. It's just I'm rolling my window down when I'm driving around, and it's heaven.
I'm convinced Africa has a special smell. The moment you step off the plane when you're in Europe or overseas, and you come to Africa, and if you're born in South Africa, as I am. You get that smell, and it says you're home. I don't know how you describe it. It's just there. Would you agree?
You're home, and keep going.
Yeah.
Let me stop you there, guys. Let's go to our sponsors, and we'll come back in a second.
The Whining Slot. Unlike the government, we don't pretend to listen to your problem. We help you solve them. All you have to do is call us at our offices 011-325-7777. Explain the problem. We will investigate and come back to you with a report. Also, call me directly on 083-6100-209 or visit our website www.cashin2ns.co.za.
This is Wine and Friends with Roy Paris.
You know, I want to go back to this little song because, I mean, we haven't heard any songs today, and yesterday barely had time to even talk about songs. I think, I mean, we talk enough bad about women, so this one is, you know, Evil Woman, Leo? Do you know Evil Woman?
I know a lot of them.
Seriously? Ah, no. Do you have some at home?
What is that? That's...
And thank you for being with us. The time is now 9:26, and we're here with Garth Palmer. Our new studio number is 010-140-3020. You can also WhatsApp us on 062-148-2374. Our on-air SMSs are 34519. We're here with Liel, Peter, and Garth. And bargains, what do we have? If you haven't already done it, remember to order your Rosh Hashanah tug box at www.tugbox.co.za/gifts. Orders close on Friday, 15 September, and apparently stock is starting to run low. So hurry, hurry, hurry before you miss out.
Right, this is it. Your first step to winning a 55-inch LG OLED TV valued at 20,000 Rand. Here is your qualifying question. The LG OLED TV delivers, pick one, perfect black, barely black, depressing black, gloomy black. Answer this qualifying question by sending LG and the correct answer in three ways. Via SMS on 34519, WhatsApp on 062-148-2374, or email on air at highfm.com. You have to qualify to play. Then listen out for the sports clues on the Morning Mayhem every day this week. On Friday morning, the winner of the sports question will win. LG OLED TV with perfect black, perfect color. It's the ultimate display. Hashtag no better. Ask why. All compliments of LG. Life's good.
That's nice, you know, when you ask why black, all black, this is black, this...
The All Blacks, Saturday.
I don't know. Not everybody's married, my brother. I mean, not everything is black in life. Something is a night, nice and white,
no,
all right?
On Saturday, we're going to see...
We're playing rugby against...
We're going to see All Blacks, that's for sure.
Is it? Tell me, what's happening with Liverpool?
Terrible.
Terrible.
They drew. They were leading 2-1.
I don't know.
And then their defense fell apart. I'm sorry. The second half was shocking.
Okay, I still think the defense is shocking, but they have one of the best
forward in
yes,
the league, definitely.
But you score goals.
But you can't win games always at three. You have to put three goals to win a game. You know, sometimes you can just put one goal and win a game.
You know what?
You have to.
Like I read yesterday, that the city of Liverpool, the fans of Liverpool, and the players themselves, they're all in love with. Jürgen Klopp, and I share this.
Me too. I love this guy.
So
I don't care if we win every year, fourth place, I'm happy.
Exactly.
It's better than seventh, eighth place before.
I love the way, and I love
it's
to
see very exciting.
Team. I love to see my team playing, and that's
more yeah. Important. Tell me, we're playing Burnley.
I don't know.
Burnley the weekend. Yes, yes. Yeah, I think so. Let's hope for good. Let's say like this. Garth, how are you?
Oh, well, thank you.
Are you well? Now, let me just... people don't see you. So, let me just describe. Garth is this huge guy. So, you don't say what he tells you to do. I think, what do? You murim?
Yeah, I can't
make him. But he looks like he's got a very, very good heart. So, tell me, what is an intuitive... Intuitive?
Intuitive life.
Intuitive life coach.
Yeah. It's basically like any other life coach, but we just don't use... Is that better?
Much better, yeah.
we kind of use more kind of connections to the kind of consciousness, our collective consciousness, so that you kind of follow your own desires, where you want to be. I mean, how many people do you know that have kind of gone through life and they get to 50 or 40 and go, what am I doing? Where am I? How's it going? You know, why am I feeling so lost? And that's just really because you haven't followed your kind of life's dream.
So, and it doesn't matter, like, if you're married or unmarried.
No.
Or,
But life dreams, how many of us actually followed our life dream?
That's exactly it. You know, we have so many people out there that are, and I'll say, just living life by default. And they get to where they're going by default. And, you know, we just try and give you a kind of different scenario where you're in charge of where you're going. And if you just tap into consciousness, it kind of delivers it. You know, the other day I was just telling Debbie that I met Roy, and I was asking, you know, how do we put an intention out there? How do we get out to many people as possible? And, you know, we just met out of random.
I just liked you, and I saw you,
and there it's delivered. You know, that's what it is.
That's the universe, 100%.
That's what it is.
But that's 100%. But things that you want to do, like try to aim to do what your life dream or whatever, it's much harder than to get the universe to put things in place for you.
You have to do something.
Exactly.
You do. You have to take action. You know, we got to first, it's limiting beliefs that keep you back. And you need to take action in the right direction.
But people always procrastinate, you find. I'll do it next week, I'll do it next month.
Yes, absolutely.
But you've got to take action immediately and start getting the mind working. Is that correct?
Yes, you've got to get the mind working. You know, we're all energy. So you've got to get your energy up and get that to match where you want to go. It's no use going, I want to be a film star and I'm walking around depressed. Mm-hmm. It's not going to help you. So you need to try and get that up. And that's what we work
with. So do you teach
the
methods of doing that?
We do. You know, your subconscious is the thing that kind of runs your life for you, whether you're conscious of it or not. So, basically, if I say to you orange, what did you see?
I see bright orange.
It's visual.
Yeah.
So we use visual recoding to help you through it. And it's kind of a therapy for that, to get you to where you want to go. It's different for everybody.
Guys, if you got any questions, please SMS us 062-148-2374. This guy is very interesting. And you can contact us 010-140-3020. Also, you can SMS us 34519. Garth, what does someone expect from working with an intuitive life coach?
Well, our clients, they're on different levels when we get them, you know. And I think you sent to us, basically. So you're open to what we suggest. You can expect a lot of change, and it's quite dramatic change if you're working on that kind of spiritual level. It's not just go through these processes and you're going to be okay. There's a lot of self-discovery, and it's a tough road some days.
This is a tough road.
Yeah.
How did it all start, Garth? What led you on this path? I mean, what is your background? Can you give us a little about that?
Yeah, look, there's quite a big story how I got here. Okay, that could take a very long program. Right.
Yes,
I started off in advertising, and I realized that I could read people intuitively within the meeting. It's a very hard place, environment to be in, because you're sounding nothing. It's vaporware. You know what I'm saying? So you had to be kind of quite on it to get someone to understand where you're going and speak to them in their language so they would buy into it, because they're spending millions with you, you know. And once I realized that and figured out where it was going, I knew that I had this kind of gift. Right? Then I went through real problems in life, and I learned a lot through that. And came out the other side with a lot more knowledge and a lot more respect for people, and decided, let me just teach people how you can do this, and you don't have to do my road, because that's a difficult
self-help.
Yeah, it's a bad road to go. Just to learn it on your own.
Leo?
Does anybody can do it? Because you're talking about spiritual, you're talking about stuff that... for me, as much as I'm very connected to spiritual and I like spiritual, but I'm not a spiritual person. I'm a very material person. And for me to connect only to the spiritual side at the moment, I think it's impossible.
Yeah. I think everybody starts off like that. You know, you don't get it till you get it. But
Well, I know these guys in Amsterdam, they are very spiritual.
They help themselves, yeah.
They help themselves along with it. They, you know.
They're riding their bicycle the whole day with their
If one day they're going to stop the supply of the marijuana,
the green trade.
The green trade, yeah. Then
no, but they're spiritual people that it's easy for them to become fully connected to something. For us, for people that working all day and are very busy with the whatever is around us and very aware of everything, and especially in South Africa that you have so many interesting stuff, it's hard.
It is hard. I think that's where the intuitive thing comes in. You know, if I sit with someone long enough and we get through it, you will see something come up. It's not just on a spiritual level. You just need to really understand the energy that you need to change what's going on. So, you know, there was a book out from Rhonda Byron, which was The Secret.
Oh.
And I have read that book several times.
Did you read it?
Oh, yes. It's next to my bed.
She's also written The Power.
Yes, I know.
And that gives you the energy going, you know, when you live life through love, all right, you're on a high energy level there. And so you will start attracting that to you. So it's whether you're spiritual or not, doesn't matter. It's working anyway. It's like electricity or gravity.
It's what you attract from the universe.
Yeah, it is working. It's out there. It's happening.
You know what happened? The way I experienced The Secret was that if you're looking at the universe, you'll find that people are very, very... if something happened to you, if somebody does something wrong to you, all the energy you put out is just to...
It's negative. What he's talking
negative
about.
Energy.
Because you want revenge.
Pain back, pain back, revenge. And... by the time you understand that revenge is not really not supposed to run your life, and the best revenge is just get better,
get on it, progress.
Don't they say revenge is best served up cold?
I'm
with you there.
Some people say that, but let me tell you something. For the energy you waste to revenge, just get up and do something.
That's right.
In Zulu, you call it vukuzenzile.
Gosh, Roy, you're learning another language.
No, I learned it many, many years ago. But we're just not going to go to our sponsors. Before we're going to go to our sponsors, we've got I've got a beautiful song from Boston, so hopefully you're going to like it. I'm not sure if you will, but you know what? I don't care. But I think you're going to like it, eh?
Everybody likes Boston.
Everybody likes Boston. Yeah.
This is Wine and Friends with Roy Harris.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. Our new studio numbers are 010-140-3020. You can also WhatsApp us on 062-148-2374. We're here with Garth Palmer. Very interesting. Actually, Garth, first of all, what is the law of attraction?
Okay, so basically, like attracts like. So whatever you're thinking, you receive.
Is that what we spoke about while we were off air?
Yeah.
So be always positive, basically. I mean, that's how you connect to the.
Yeah, I think so. If you can just keep your energy high and your emotions are your gauge.
Yeah.
If you're feeling really joyful and happy, then good things happen. I know it sounds simple, but it's happening.
You know, my grandfather always used to say, when you've been asked, "How are you?" say good, it will be good.
Yeah.
If you say, "Oh, it's that morning," you know what? Everything around you goes bad.
But then you remember.
Irrespect. All right. So what is basically, what do you call the law of attraction?
It's you calling up your own experience. That's what you're doing.
Okay.
And a simple thing is, if you wake up in the morning, I think most people wake up in the morning, they don't have an intention for the day. They're not expecting anything. So it just gets sent to them. But try getting up in the morning, you know, this is how I want my day to go, this is how I want the meeting to go, I don't want to be in traffic. You have an expectation and it'll deliver.
So tell me, why do I need an intuitive life coach?
Well, that would be telling.
Yeah.
Look, I think if you're stuck and you're feel you need, there's something more to life, and you feel that you're not living it to its full, and you don't know where to go, how, what to do, you know, where to find that kind of guidance, then that's what you need life coach for.
Yeah. So is it a life coach, like life coach meaning like what would you say is the main role of intuitive life coach?
Well, it's transformation. So, you know, it's a better description is an intuitive transformational coach, because the people that we have, when they arrive there, they're pretty stuck. And by the time they leave, they're different people. They have a different life.
Do you have a good short story?
I have many.
One.
Short.
Well, it's not short. But, you know, we'll have some...
We'll have to call you back. That's a problem. Is, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had a lady come in there who was doing one-on-one stuff with us, and she kept on leading a double life, and she didn't know it. She knew in her kind of soul what she wanted, but she was doing expectations for others.
And we isn't that what most people do?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that like you leave 70% of your time spent on what you want to show, basically, and not who you are?
That's because we don't believe we're enough. Do you know what I mean? So you're trying to portray something else instead of going, this is who I am, this is authentic me.
Because there is the life is showing us standards. That's the standard. That's how you're supposed to be. We're trying to get them.
Yeah, that's a narrative you buy into. Do you see? So it's not your narrative.
It's all around you.
Yeah. So
it's hard to run away. That's what I'm saying. It's hard to concentrate on yourself and what you need to do when everybody around you showing you that's the standards and that's where you need to be. So you say, okay, let me take all my energy and try to get to this place.
I read something nice the other day. It says, you know, we basically, you know, we've got our cell phones and we don't even use 70% of the facilities of the cell phone, but we buy the most expensive and the newest and top of the range cell phone, and we've got the house that we basically don't use 70% of the house, but it cost us the extra 70%, and it's not just cost us. I mean, we have to work for it, and we have to spend our time with it. So this guy said, it's the last 30% that you have, why won't you start spending it on yourself now?
A Seiko watch and a Rolex watch show exactly the same.
Actually, to be honest with you, a Seiko is a little bit better.
A little bit better. But a little bit. There's not a big difference. So basically, they're showing the same.
Yeah.
The difference is if you wear a Rolex, you could be hunted down.
By them. There's no Seiko gang.
There's no Seiko gang.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I think that's very important for our listeners to understand that if you go to a life coach, it doesn't mean you don't know how to live your life or you need to learn how to live your life or whatever. I think that everybody, if you have the opportunity and the time and the meaning and everything, need some help in a lot of places.
Coping, I think.
We all need guidance, you know, and sometimes it's just affirming your own, you know, you have your inner guidance system, and you need to listen to that. And if you're not doing that, that's what will help you do. So once you're in that and you're understanding it, you're basically okay.
I'm just going to have to just do sponsorship a little bit, so here goes. Koshi World are conveniently open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Motzei Shabbat to Friday at 4 p.m. They also have the largest offering of the keenest prices of all your Rosh Hashanah shopping. They have just unpacked a great new vegan range. Vegan? Alright.
Yeah.
And they... What?
Vegan, it's awesome. Don't...
I'm going to tell you something about vegan now. So they've got... They just unpacked the new vegan range, and the Montau peaches and... what is it? And mangoes.
Mangoes.
At prices too low to advertise.
That's good.
They're not advertising.
I will remember that.
Yeah, yeah. They're also... They'll also be unpacking pomegranates from Israel this week, but with limited quantities, and at these prices, you'd best hurry, and as it will be the first time, first serve basis. Here you go. Did you know that Kosher Worlds is South Africa's, indeed Africa's, only all kosher supermarket? or that all the shelves are under Bed Din supervision, and as a franchise of Africa giant Shoprite Checkers Group, they have the keenest prices too. I think you'll have to read it afterwards again. So, yeah, you can read your stuff.
Okay, Pick and Pay - Norwood has the following Rosh Hashanah specials for you. It's Pick and Pay whole frozen kosher chicken, now $49.99 per kilogram. P&P fresh whole hake, now R99 per kilogram. Pick and Pay Starking 1.5 kilogram apples, now R20 each. Sally Williams Nougat, assorted 125 to 170 grams, now R42.99 each. P&P Smoked Kippers, traditional oak per 100 grams, now R13.50. Selwyn Siegel, 375 grams, honey, now R38.99 each. Harrison's Kosher Cheddar Cheese per 100 gram, now R13.79, and you save R9.71. Specials are valid until the 24th of September. Pick and Pay Norwood. Pick and Pay - Norwood wishes all its Jewish customers a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Bira. Thank you so much.
I'm not a mini-me of Roy. How can I be a mini-me if he's already so mini?
Is that what you think of me, Leo?
I don't know why you put this part. It's so horrible, horrible.
I like it.
It's selective thinking, Roy. Taking extracts out of context to show how great the show is.
I tell you the truth behind this saying, that someone didn't put a gun to my head to see it, but very close. Made me say it.
So, we got to go? Hold on.
Kosher World. Kosher World are conveniently open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., Motzai Shabbat to Friday at 4 p.m. They also have the largest offering and keenest prices for all your Rosh Hashanah shopping. They've just unpacked a great new vegan range, and their Montague peaches and mangoes are at prices too low to advertise. They'll also be unpacking pomegranates from Israel this week, but with limited quantities and at these prices, you'd best hurry, as it'll be on a first-come, first-served basis. Did you know that Kosher World is South Africa's, indeed Africa's, only all-kosher supermarket, or that all their shelves are under Beth Din supervision? And, as a franchisee of Africa's giant Shoprite Checkers Group, they have the keenest prices too.
And that's how it's done.
I couldn't do it because we were thinking something else while we were doing it. So sometimes you have to be in a different state of mind to actually talk and read and think.
So well, guys, I think you got less than 5 minutes.
So we're gonna
but to conclude the whole year.
Yeah. You're right. So just a second. Let's first of all do like this.
I want to talk about next year because the
Pawn Stars. What's gonna happen next year?
The Pawn Stars are cooking for you new surprises, beautiful thing. There is a lot of things to wait for. Last year was awesome. This year gonna be super awesome. I can't wait. Shana Tova, everybody.
Shana Tova to you. So basically, what is the cost, Garth? And I'm sorry, I'm finishing now.
Well, so we'll speak fast now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we do a 2-day masterclass, Mind Quest masterclass. It costs R5,000.
Yeah.
And then you have a month's kind of mentorship after that.
Okay.
So we kind of walk you through everything that you've learned and help you to apply that to your life. We have 1-day programs for schools that are about R2,800. Those are kind of doing well at the moment. Kids are where we need to be, right?
How do we get hold of you? How do we contact you to register, basically?
Well, if you use our kind of email address, which is deborah.ogo@soulstislife.co.za. Or 082-902-6590.
That's your telephone number?
Yeah, that's what it is.
So you can contact Debbie on 082-902-6590, or you can contact the offices of Chai FM, and we will give you the address if you ever want to contact. It's a wonderful person, and this is Waterloo, and I'm going to say goodbye to all of you for Happy New Year and Shana Tova, and we'll meet in 2 weeks' time.
Rosh Hashanah coming up, and well over the fast to all our listeners, and I hope you've enjoyed the year with Roy and friends, and we'll see you again next year.